Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Sunday, June 7th. The year is 2015. By the time Father's Day rolls around, you know half of the year is gone. Over, finished, finito. The average person will look around and wonder where has the year gone. The more than average person will look around and wonder, have they accomplished the goals, resolutions, and plans they set out to accomplish in January when the year began? Sometimes I feel a little melancholy because I have not accomplished in my business what I have in my dreams desired to accomplish. I am beginning to see there is a difference between what we dream about doing and what actually gets done. I've done a lot this year. I've made several adjustments. I have achieved much in my personal life, but I want to achieve more in my business life. At any rate, half of the year is gone, and I am wondering who has saved money this past year. I am talking about the everyday savings that help you keep what you have earned and help you save more of what you keep. So I want to help you keep more of what you have earned and help you save more of what you keep. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. This segment is called Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. My call-in number is always 1-714-242-5273. So let's talk finances. Money is like a leaking faucet. If you allow money to drip away from your hands, it will. If you have a leaking faucet of money that is pouring out of your household, you better get a grip on the drip. When the year began, I started making a few changes. I had money going everywhere that was not offering me a return. In business, that is known as an ROI, a return on investment. Seeing I had little return on my investment in certain areas, I shut down the leaking faucet of money. I had to. I have no intention of being broke. And remember, every dollar you spend makes you poorer and the other guy richer. I don't care if you are spending your dollars in the dollar store. You are making yourself a dollar poorer and someone else a dollar richer. But saving is not just about curtailing your spending. Saving is about harnessing the power of your dollar everywhere. This means taking note of waste. Waste is costing you money. This means negotiating better prices for your necessities. This means getting and having more for less. Let me take a look at where I spend quite a bit of money. Cable TV, cell phone, internet, electricity, gasoline, car notes, gifts to my grands, vacations. Water is now costing a mint. My current bill for 2 months is $96. That's $100. Taxes, insurances, such as homeowners, car, and life insurance. It's important to review these items periodically to find out where you are paying for services you don't use or have not used. So perhaps you don't need that particular service. I also heard recently from, I believe, Ellie Kay, that when it comes to your electrical meter, water meter, gas meter, You should check those things regularly to find out if the charges match up to what's on your bill. Are you being given an estimated bill or an actual bill? So that's in reference to some of the places where I spend my money. I want to say, don't take your money for granted. Susie Orman has an expression known as respect your money and your money will look out for you. I agree. Have respect for your money. This means knowing where it is and where it is going. Getting the highest interest you can on your savings and paying the lowest interest you can on loans such as car notes and mortgages or business loans. You can also attempt to get the highest return on your investment into stocks and bonds. But to do that, you must have a stockbroker and know a little bit about the stock market yourself. I am now reading a book by James Russo Sr., and he mentions the empowerment having savings gives you in calling the shots in your life. I mean, this is the truth. When you have money saved, you can call some extra shots in your life. But if you're on welfare, and there's no problem with welfare, welfare has its purpose in society, but it makes the recipient a prisoner. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't have this. You can't have that and still receive welfare. They say welfare is the tail of a capitalistic dog, and I agree. But I am moving into another direction from the things we can actually conserve in order to save money. That's it. I want to talk about the things we can actually conserve in order to save money. Now I want to mention a woman I just mentioned a few minutes ago named Ellie Kay, E-L-L-I-E-K-A-Y, last name. I had not heard of Ellie Kay until approximately 1 month ago when I went to an event at the Central Library, and that event was canceled. So I started looking at books on CD in my favorite section, finances, and that's where I saw her CD book on money. I played the first CD where she talked about giving. Ellie Kay actually said you can save on your taxes by making donations, and a small donation to the right situation of need can go a long way. Now, people do donate cars and money and time, so there are lots of things you can actually donate instead of actual cash money from your home. Ellie Mae has a meaningful, or Ellie Kay. Ellie Kay has a meaningful outlook on giving and waste. She says, give away what you don't need so it won't sit around being wasted. Also, when you give your help to others, in return, you get a great feeling about yourself. So when you help others, in return, you have a great feeling about yourself. I purchased Ellie Kay's little book of big savings. In it, she mentions so many areas in our daily lives where we can stop the leaking and dripping of our money. I will try to mention as many as possible. There are easy savings, such as savings on our utilities. Using power saving bulbs and equipment to save on your electric bill saves you money while conserving energy at the same time. Let's talk about saving on transportation. This works. If you drive, make one trip due for several stops. Go to the post office, bank, grocery store, nail salon, and et cetera, all during one trip. I have learned to do this to save on the high cost of gasoline. Saving on transportation means something different in the big city. In the big city, there is usually public transportation. Using public transportation can be a savings as well. Buy the monthly pass instead of paying your fare every day. That can help you save money because there's usually a discount on the weekly and or monthly passes. Let's talk about the ATM. Some people get $20 every day from the ATM. Well, some ATMs charge a fee for withdrawals, so it costs you money to get your money. I personally use single bills and $5 bills. I don't use a $20 bill every time I make a purchase. Using $20 a day out of your ATM is a fast way to become broke. You will find yourself with no money at the end of the week and definitely no money at the end of the month. Now, when it comes to banks, there are also other ways to save. Pay attention to the fees they are costing you or charging you for either your credit cards or your checking accounts or your savings accounts, and also pay attention to the amount of interest certain banks are giving you on your savings, your CDs, things like that, and that's certificates of deposit when it comes to a bank CD. Now, let's talk about saving that $20 a day. What can help you stop going to the ATM for $20 a day? I say develop a system of making your coffee or tea at home. Most people start the day with some kind of coffee, tea, smoothie, or something similar to that. When you get up in the morning, and also, so you want to save on this when you get up in the morning, and you also want to have a system for taking a homemade lunch to work. With a transportation ticket, your coffee and or tea made at home and your homemade lunch every day, you will not need to visit the ATM. That saves you $100 a week or $400 a month to put into your savings account. That truly adds up annually. You can also use that savings to pay down any credit cards or bills you owe, and that will save you money. Let's talk about food. Save big on food. Now, some people use coupons to the extreme. Some people just buy in bulk. I have learned to save by buying in bulk and freezing items. I break the items down and freeze them and store half or more in my freezer until I need them. So what I'm saying is there are items that I really like. I buy them in bulk, and then I freeze them until I need them. I find that the bulk stores actually sell a good quality product, such as Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's. They do sell good quality meats, good quality desserts, and all sorts of things, garbage bags. Some things you run out of frequently, like toilet paper, paper towels, things like that. You don't want to have to go to the store every week to buy those things. So you can buy them in bulk and have them for an entire year. So, oh, yes, when it comes to food shopping, always use a list and never go food shopping while you are hungry. I've done it, and I've spent a whole lot more, I can tell you that. You can save on perishables by buying fresh fruits and vegetables while they are in season. I hate to pay for some items like watermelon, strawberries, and tomatoes out of season. It is just too expensive, and you can't enjoy it as much when it's so expensive. To me, you enjoy it better when you got it for a bargain. Everybody likes a bargain. You can save on food by cooking meals in bulk as well and freezing half also. I do that with candied yams, beans, items like that, sometimes even collard greens and stuff, things that take quite a bit of my time to cook, I cook a large amount and then save half for the next meal or the next time I eat that particular item. You can indeed save on clothing when buying from thrift shops or consignment shops. I needed a few jackets for work and did not want to pay $79 or more per jacket. So I checked the local thrift shop and found new jackets for $5 each. What a bonanza that was. I have worn each jacket several times and look good in them, too. You know, I see people looking at me at Envy in one of the jackets, and if they only knew, I only paid $5 for it. You can save on recreation and entertainment by buying family memberships. I learned of one recently that I plan to use at a local bowling alley. The plan offer is pay $39 and bowl every day all summer long with your family for free. Say what? That was music to my ears. You can also go to the movies on discount days. I will use this with my women's club this fall. I call it Tuesdays at the Movies, and the local movie theater here on Tuesdays, movies are $1.50. And in most cases, we haven't seen those movies. You can also get discount movies at the Red Box, so you can save that $50 when it comes to going to the movies. Get your popcorn, soda, and candy from a dollar store. Get your movie from a Red Box. I might do that today. And have a good time with your family at the movies and save that other $40. Today, we must be extremely aware of medical, dental, and prescription costs. Go online and learn about any medical service you intend to use. Be sure your medical coverage will cover the service you need or the doctor, or that the doctor is a participant in your medical plan. Now I'm going to repeat that. Be sure your medical coverage will cover the service you need or that the doctor is a participant in your medical plan. This takes a lot of proactive action on your part, the consumer. But saying I didn't know after you get the bill is no longer an excuse. You may still be responsible for the bill, and I'd say in most cases you will be responsible for the bill. If you use a doctor's services and you just walk in there willy-nilly, you will be responsible for the bill. Learn all you can about the charges of a specialist, such as a dentist, an eye doctor, or an allergist, or someone else like that, foot doctor, chiropractor, and learn about the prescriptions they prescribe for you, so you will have little or no out-of-pocket expenses. So, in reference to prescriptions, you want to find out if there's a generic medicine for something that is being prescribed for you to use. Don't use doctors who only accept payments from the patient unless you can afford to pay. I went to a dentist recently. It's called Affordable Dentures, and they only accept payments from the patient. But something I needed to know before I pay them for a service is, did I need more dental work before I get a new denture made? You got to know so much nowadays. So I'll have to get an appointment on another date. And then they'll give me an itemized statement to send to my dental plan so that hopefully I'll be reimbursed for some of what this denture doctor charges. Money can be saved on furniture and appliances if you purchase during sale seasons. Use the sales circular, coupons, or go to the warehouses and discount stores of major appliance centers. Sears has discount locations where you can purchase an appliance for less. They sell mattresses and box springs in there and all sorts of items, exercise equipment. Some people can save by repairing an appliance rather than replacing the appliance. And also, remember, maintaining an appliance so it won't break down can save you money as well. There are other areas of life which can cost big money. Education is one area. Now, a trade school used to be less than college, but nowadays they are just as expensive. Know what education will cost you before you sign on the dotted line. It does not make sense for a child to go to college and then flunk out after 1 year and still owe, you know, $20,000 for that year of education. You know, it makes people bitter. They can't get a job, the whole nine yards. So I would say explore an area you want to major in by reading about it in books before you jump in with 2 feet. Attend local adult education classes where you can earn a certificate. Study a subject for free in your local library or at your local SBA office if it's related to business. You can also learn about a topic using free seminars online. Coursera, C-O-U-R-S-E-R-A, is a college resource that offers free classes in a variety of topics from a variety of schools online. And these schools are big-time universities. I use Coursera. I recently signed up for a discount course from a Groupon. The course is a course in accounting. I think $29 was reasonable to learn about accounting. There are free courses to learn how to do your taxes. And that's a big and. YouTube is a free source of videos to learn about everything. So before you go out on a limb to learn about something in a college or a university or a trade school, try learning about it for free first. Then invest the money to become an expert in that area. If you have a passion for it, that's when you should invest your money to become an expert. This is just my opinion. In closing, I recommend you pick up a copy of Ellie Kay's Little Book of Savings for free or get her book on CD at the library and learn more about how you can keep. I should know the answer to this. I'm turning to my last page. How you can keep more in your pocket. By stopping the drip or avalanche of cash from leaving your household every day. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall. This segment is my Financial Fitness Boot Camp. Today is Sunday, June 7th. The year is 2015. Thank you all so much for listening. Looks like I have a lot of time left. I'm not sure, but that's what it looks like. But at any rate, I've discussed everything that I intended to discuss. Yep. There are so many other ways to save money. And there are a lot of them in the Little Book of Big Savings by Ellie Kay, E-L-L-I-E-K-A-Y-Y. I can't mention all the areas where you can save money because I really don't know anything about your household. But today it really makes sense to save money when you have children. Children are expensive. It really makes sense to buy bulk items when you have children rather than stopping off every day, which I know some people do. They stop off and buy junk food every day. Now, junk food is expensive. Meals at some of the fast food places, I'm not going to call their names, but it's easier to make cheeseburgers and fries at home, buy them in bulk, you know, a 5-pound bag or 10-pound bag of fries. 10-pound bag of fries might only cost you $5 or something like that. And, you know, 18 burgers may only cost you about $20. So for $25, which is what you would pay for meals for three people at a fast food place one time, you can actually have meals three times. I enjoy eating out at restaurants, but it can become expensive, and especially for things that are quick, like bacon and eggs, you know. And nowadays, there isn't a restaurant around that doesn't charge at least $5 for bacon and eggs. And if you add pancakes or French toast, anything like that to it, you're definitely going to pay even more. So you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I think my show has ended. I think there's something wrong with my computer. So I'm going to end this segment. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.